Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
2 years ago this month, I met Timo. You could find the broke-down pit bull in Kennel 12 at the shelter where I volunteer. But even with his skinny frame and patchy blue coat, he was no shrinking violet. Once, in a futile push to get him adopted, I described him as a gentle old man. It's true, he was unfailingly gentle. And he was old, about 110, judging by the foulness of his breath. But Timo was more salty sea captain than docile teddy bear. He'd get pushy if he suspected you were rationing his treats, and he'd blatantly sulk when you left his kennel. Even his bark was grizzled. Still, I was completely smitten. We walked together nearly every afternoon, though with tattered back knees, distance wasn't the point. On his peppiest days, we'd cover a few hundred feet. It would take us just under 6 hours. I'm exaggerating, but his glacial pace and singular focus were no joke. Sniffing each blade of grass is not a task for the undisciplined. Timo lived for these strolls and the smells he'd uncover in the overgrown patches around the shelter. If that dog taught me anything, it's to put your nose on every open inch of green, if that's what moves you. I know that's not especially original. We're constantly reminded to strive for bliss, even if it kills us. But somehow, the message doesn't fully resonate until you see it in a ragged old dog at a shelter, grateful for every moment in the sun. Right now, shelters around the Bay Area are packed. Many of the dogs are quite young, even puppies of all sizes, makes, and mixes. If you're thinking of acquiring a pet, adoption is the most beautiful way to do it. Timo never was adopted, and his body continued to weaken. When he was no longer able to be kept comfortable, the shelter made the compassionate decision to let him go. I still think of him and wished he'd found a loving home, but I cling to the lessons he gave me. Breathing in the smell of the ground, knowing that it's steady beneath you, must sometimes be enough. With a Perspective, I'm Leslie Smith.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.